And at once, here I am, getting off the night train from Berlin with my colleague, Carl von Weizsäcker, two plain civilian suits and raincoats among all the field gray Wehrmacht uniforms arriving with us, all the naval gold braid, all the well-tailored black of the SS. In my bag, I have the text of the lecture I'm giving. In my head is another communication that has to be delivered. The lecture is on astrophysics. The text inside my head is a more difficult one.
We obviously can't go to the lecture.
Not if he's giving it at the German Cultural Institute. It's a Nazi propaganda organization.
He must know what we feel about that.
Weizsäcker has been my John the Baptist and written to warn Bohr of my arrival.
He wants to see you?
Yeah, I assume that's why he's come.
But how can the actual meeting with Bohr be arranged?
He must have something remarkably important to say.
It has to seem natural. It has to be private.
You're not really thinking of inviting him to the house.
That's obviously what he's hoping.
Niels, they've occupied our country.
He is not they.
He's one of them.
First of all, there's an official visit to Bohr's workplace, the Institute for Theoretical Physics, with an awkward lunch in the old familiar canteen. No chance to talk to Bohr, of course. Is he even present? It's like being in a dream. You can never quite focus the precise details of the scene around you. At the end of the table, oh, is that Bohr? I turn to look, and it's Bohr.